Welcome to the first ever episode of The Dean's List. I'm Dean Thomas, and in this podcast, I'll be interviewing people with different professions and going on a deep dive into their lives and learning about their entire life story. The people I will interview on the show have great life stories and lessons about their life before their profession and while they were in their profession. I will learn about each person's life and get to know more about their life as a child, their experiences at school, and how they got to where they are now. I will also learn about how they manage their work along with their personal life. Overall, I just want to get to know the person I'm speaking with better and learn about their entire life story. I'm your host, Dean Thomas. Welcome to The Dean's List. On this week's episode of The Dean's List, I will be interviewing one of the most successful lawyers in Houston. He is on the top 500 lawyers list in the world for Law Dragon, and he created his own law firm, Hicks Thomas Law Firm, and attended Michigan Law School. He also happens to be my father. I've looked up to him, and I aspire to just be like him one day. He is very successful, and today I want to see how his life was before the success. I want to learn about him and hear some untold stories about him. I also want to hear him talk about how he chose his profession and how he became so successful. Before we start the episode, I would like to give some context as to where me and my dad are. We are on the 23rd floor of the TC Energy Center in downtown on a Sunday afternoon. My dad was getting some work done, and I decided to come over and ask him if I could do a 20-minute interview to get to know him a little bit better. And he made time for me, and now we can start the interview. In this portion of the podcast, my dad will talk about his life as a child and how he managed to get all the way to where he was as a high school wrestler and his transition into a college wrestler. Hello, I'm Dean Thomas, and I'm here with John Thomas, my dad, and welcome to my podcast, The Dean's List. So please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm John Thomas, and as Dean said, I'm Dean's dad, and glad to be here for the first time on the Dean's List podcast.
So we have some questions for you, and we're just going to kind of go like chronologically through your life. So to start off, how was your life as a child?
Well, that's I've got to take me back there, going back to my childhood. I grew up in Waterford, Michigan, spent all my formative years there in Michigan, went to high school in Michigan, college at Western Michigan University, and then on to law school. Mm-hmm. So how was it growing up? Well, I did all the kid stuff. It was kind of cool. I lived in a neighborhood and rode my bike and lived near a lake, and we'd go down and swim and, you know, a lot of fun stuff. Kid stuff.
So did you get into any trouble as a kid, and do you have any stories about that?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Here's a story. So I was telling you about riding my bike in the lake. So some of my buddies, I had a Schwinn bike with banana seat and handlebars, and we'd ride through the sort of the woods near the middle school, and there was a little beach there. So one day my buddies and I were going to go swimming, and so I grabbed a towel and took off, and then thought, oh my gosh, if I take the towel home, my mom will know I went swimming with my buddies and I really wasn't supposed to. So I left the towel in the woods and came home, and my mom said, "Where's that towel?" I said, "I don't know." And she knew I was fibbing, so she caught me. So once I was busted, I had to tell her what happened. So I got in a little bit of trouble, but not too much.
So whenever you were a kid, how was your life like, and what like activities did you do growing up?
Well, growing up, I played sports. So I was played flag football as a little kid and played on the basketball team, and we would with my buddies who lived next door, we'd play capture the flag a lot. That was kind of a fun game. Mm-hmm. So those were some of the things that we did kind of growing up, and interestingly, as is that I was actually in junior high, I actually coached elementary school basketball team when I was in junior high school. That was kind of fun.
So I know that you went to school, and then while you were in high school, you were a wrestler. Yeah. And whenever you went to college, you were a wrestler. So can you kind of tell us a little bit about your wrestling journey?
Yeah, I guess I started wrestling in junior high school, and we'd have one tournament a year in junior high. It wasn't quite as well developed as programs are now here or in Michigan, for that matter. So I think I won the tournament as a eighth grader, and then we got to our eighth and ninth grade. My high school started actually in 10th grade. So and the coach caught my, I caught the coach's eye, and so he recruited me to the high school team, and eventually I went on to become the captain of the wrestling team at Waterford Mott High School. And then I guess you would say I walked on to the wrestling program at Western Michigan University. And so I wrestled my freshman year there. And then after my freshman year, they canceled the program. You might have heard something that's called Title IX. So they reduced some of the men's sports to equalize with women's sports. And that was kind of the end of my wrestling career.
Do you think, like, after my dad talks about how the Western Michigan wrestling program was dismantled due to Title IX, he will then talk about his transition into being a lawyer and how he focused on academics. He will talk about how he went to a New York law school and then made his way into the Michigan law school. After that, he will talk about his transition into getting into the Houston law firm that he was in and making his own law firm. Then canceling the program at Western Michigan has a lot to do with, like, what you do now and, like, your success now?
Well, I don't think so. I think that I was already transitioning from, you know, the focus on athletics to focus on academics. So it was probably, you know, what wasn't sort of that terrible of a thing. I was a good wrestler in high school, and I was okay wrestler in college, but my claim to fame was I wrestled in the Michigan Open against a wrestler named Andy Ryan from Wisconsin, and he went on to win a silver medal, and I went on to law school. He won a silver medal in the Los Angeles Olympics, and I went on to law school.
So after you went to Western Michigan, you went to the University of Michigan for law school. So do you have any stories from either like college or law school that you could share with us?
Yeah, I'll share a story with you. I actually didn't start law school at the University of Michigan because I applied and I didn't get in. So I, when I didn't get into Michigan law school, I really wanted that really, really bad. So when I didn't get in, I went to a New York law school in Manhattan. And my goal was to be one of the top students so that when I applied to transfer to Michigan, they'd take me. So I worked really super hard. I was number two in my class, and I applied to Michigan and other schools and was accepted, and Michigan was my first choice. So then I moved back to Michigan, to Ann Arbor, to continue my law school there.
After my dad spoke about his time in law school, I asked him how he ended up in Houston, and this is what he had to say.
So I grew up in Michigan, didn't really visit around many states. First time I went to Manhattan was to go to check out the law school there. But when I was applying, when I was in my second year of law school at Michigan, I interviewed for jobs, and I thought, well, I always wanted to be a Wall Street lawyer. And so I interviewed at New York law firms. But I had friends in Houston. I had my friend Bill Duchesne, who was a coach and a teacher at St. Thomas High School. We were high school friends. He was one of the wrestling captains a few years before me. And they also had my resident advisor from Western Michigan University was working at Shell Oil Company. So I thought, well, I'll just interview in Houston too. So I came down to Houston. And I really liked it, and accepted a job here for the summer, worked part of my summer in New York and part of my summer in Houston, where I worked for a lawyer at Andrews and Kurth named Taylor Hicks. You may know the name of my firm now is Hicks Thomas LLP. It's a law firm, and Taylor was one of my mentors, and we started my law firm together with him. But there was a lawyer that just left Andrews and Kurth to go be a federal judge. Her name was Edith Jones. And I asked Taylor, I said, well, maybe you put in a good word with her. And I sent my resume over and I applied for a job, and she hired me as a judicial law clerk. So after law school, I moved down to Houston, went to work for Edith Jones at the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and never looked back. Did that for 1 year, and then went to the law firm Andrews and Kurth in Houston. So that's kind of a short version of how I ended up here. There's more I can add to that, but that's the basic story.
Mm-hmm. So
bottom line is, I don't think I liked the rat race of New York City, and I thought being in Houston was going to be a better place for me.
So, like, whenever you went to Michigan and you were like, what made you think that you wanted to be a lawyer?
Well, it's so long ago, I don't necessarily remember, but I thought it would be a really cool profession. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I wanted to be a doctor, and I sure didn't want to do manual labor and, you know, pour concrete and do some of those jobs that I did when I was a kid. So being a lawyer was probably a good choice for me. I think I was good at giving public speaking and giving speeches, and I never officially did debate, but maybe I had an aptitude to being a trial lawyer and I didn't even know it. So I ended up being in law school.
So going back to what you said about your friend Taylor Hicks, how did you end up creating your own law firm with him?
After being at Andrews and Kurth for about 5 or 6 years, I made partner and was active in trying lawsuits, mostly with Taylor. And we kind of were not really happy with a big firm bureaucracy and wanted to be a little more entrepreneurial. So we got together and said, what if we started our own boutique firm that just specialized in what we did, which is trial work? So we came up with a plan, and six or seven of us got together, and we actually met at Denny's, and we literally had a napkin, and we wrote some notes on it and wrote the name of the law firm, and that's how it started.
What my dad said here really means a lot to me, because it shows his work ethic, and it shows how if you want something so bad, you can have it if you work for it. And this is something that he has always been instilling in me since I was a little child. I just really appreciate what he said here, and at the time in the podcast, I didn't really appreciate it as much as I do now.
So, like, is 5 or 6 years a pretty short time to become partner at a big firm?
Yes, I think that it takes a lot longer now, but I guess I was maybe kind of a little bit on a fast track. And maybe it was 7 years, 6 years being there, but I was out of law school for seven.
Yeah. So going back to, you said you worked with Taylor on a few cases. So what is like the best case or like the craziest case story that you've ever had?
Oh, I think, well, there's a lot of them, but we tried a case up in the panhandle of Texas in Wheeler County. And we were staying at the Irish Inn in Shamrock, Texas. And it was up on the panhandle. It was like in a February or March. Actually, we started the trial on your oldest sister's first birthday. And but it's so wild because you'd look out the hotel and look out into a pasture, and there were tumbleweeds blowing, and you were really way out in the country. But we tried that case for about 3 or 4 weeks, and one of the things I remember, it was really cool. So it got to be the weekend, and the client arranged a private jet to fly us back to Houston to see our families. Mm-hmm. And I'd never been on a private jet before, and it was like really cool. So, and then fast forward, we won. We had a really good result, and I got to ride on a private jet.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So if you had to give like advice and like a piece of advice that you wish you would have had like going into being a lawyer, what would you give someone?
Piece of advice that I wish that I had had. Wow. I'm stumped because I always had good advice. I had good advice from coaches, from family, and from colleagues. Mm-hmm. So I think I was super lucky to have gotten good advice along the way. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I go all the way back to my coach and what I tell you. If you can have anything you want, if you want it bad enough. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of my main principles that I use to sort of guide my career and decisions along the way.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to pursue like any other job besides law, like if you couldn't be a lawyer, what job do you think you would do?
Piece of cake. I'd be a coach.
A coach?
Yeah.
Of what?
A coach. I don't know. Probably wrestling, because that's really what I did. In fact, once I was down here working at Andrews and Kurth as a lawyer and my first 2 years in Houston, I was the assistant wrestling coach at St. Thomas High School. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a story for you. So one of the senior partners at Andrews and Kurth had a son named Andy Ebert, and he went to Kincaid School. And we, St. Thomas, wrestled against Kincaid, and I remember leaving the office, going to St. Thomas, taking the bus over to Kincaid, and I was in the corner on the mat with Bill Duchesne, the head coach, coaching against Andy Ebert. And my boss was in the stand watching his son, and I was coaching against him.
Did your boss know that you were coaching against him at the time?
Yeah, he did. No hard feelings.
So another like kind of deeper question is, how do you balance your like work life and your like family life at home?
You know, it's I like to use the word harmony, not balance. Balance implies it's always equal. It's always unequal. I like to use the word harmony. And so how do you harmonize that? Well, sometimes you have to work a lot. Like, remember a couple months ago, I was in trial, and I'd get up to leave in the morning before you were awake, mostly. And I'd come home late at night, and it was a grind, and I was in there all the weekend. So I didn't get a chance to see you a whole lot. And but then when it's over, it's nice to take a little bit of time, hang out with family, come home early for dinner, not work on the weekends, keep things in harmony, make sure you work out and spend a lot of quality time. So I think that's how you balance things out, to try and keep them harmonized.
And then kind of my last question is, like, how would somebody become a lawyer at such a high level as you are?
Well, there's I don't know if I'm at a super high level, but you know, we're lucky to have some good clients who hire us to do some very important and interesting cases. What would I recommend to somebody to achieve a level of success that is what is their goal? And that would be, go back to what I said a minute ago, is that you can have anything you want if you want it bad enough. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, set your goals, figure out what you need to do to reach those goals, and then work harder than anybody else to get those goals.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for joining me on the Dean's List podcast. And I appreciate you for coming on my podcast, not only as my dad, but as a very high-level lawyer.
Oh, so well, I'm flattered, Dean. Thank you for having me. And I really think that this, I love the phrase, the Dean's List.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on the Dean's List podcast. I'd be glad to come back anytime.
Yes, sir. This podcast I recorded with my father was very informative into his past life and some stories that I've never heard before. We started with his childhood and learned a lot about things that he had done in the past and went on through his career, through wrestling, college, and into his career in law. This really helped me learn a lot about my dad and things that I didn't know before. And I really, really appreciate the opportunity to interview my dad and have this memory with him for a long time. I also appreciate all the advice that he gave me for me and my future career. Overall, this podcast was a great experience for me, and I hope the listener right now really enjoyed the podcast and was informed on my dad and his life and his profession. Thank you all for listening to the Dean's List podcast. I'm Dean Thomas, and I will see you on the next episode.